Warning, the following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord, Carol the Cat, the Giddy Geeker, and Tiffany the Technician.
People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
And now, damn right they shot first, the hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Woohoo! Guardians of the Geekery, episode 185, coming at you. Oh my goodness. We've got a very special guest, Jonathan Weaver.
Hey, how's it going?
Good to see you.
Good to see you too, man.
Thanks for doing the little Facebook live post for us.
No problem. So
and you are here to talk about a really cool audio drama. You've got...
I am sorry.
Yeah.
Have you forgotten everything?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, before I can even do that...
We're going to launch you right into the rapid fire response round.
Rapid fire.
It's so rapid.
We haven't done it in a few weeks, so he's completely forgotten this.
Yeah. Whatever.
Got a little rusty.
So I'm going to ask you a series of 10 questions that you hand chose yourself, so you have no one to blame but yourself. And you just need to respond with a simple word or phrase. If you don't answer, we will answer for you, and the phrase we will use is rutabaga. So.
All right.
Oh, wait.
No. Stripper bowl.
Stripper bowl.
That's for the G version of the podcast.
The G, you know, the
Jonathan is a full explicit.
Rutabaga is the G word, except for it's my safe word. So, hey, anyway. All right. So, Jonathan, when you need a good laugh, what do you do?
Watch YouTube.
Okay.
True.
Which planet would you rather live on?
I like Earth because I can breathe. But if I could breathe on Mars, that'd be pretty cool.
Okay. Would you rather be stuck in a box with rats, spiders, or snakes?
Oh, rats, because you might survive.
What superpower would you like to have?
Superpower? What is that?
Tide.
Superpower? Definitely like flight. That'd be cool.
If we all had to wear a warning label, what would yours say?
Dumb.
Dumb?
Sometimes I'm dumb.
Would you rather be transported to the world of Game of Thrones or The Walking Dead?
Game of Thrones, I feel like you have a better chance.
What's your favorite Saturday morning cartoon?
Oh, man. That's a hard one. I haven't watched Saturday morning cartoons in a while. Batman the Animated Series, when it actually was probably on Saturday.
What color underwear are you wearing?
Oh, I think I'm wearing blue.
DC or Marvel?
DC, because I love Batman. He's my boy. I love Marvel, but Batman's my love.
And who is your girl crush?
Oh, my girl crush? Oh, the girl from Community.
Allison Brie.
Yeah, that's definitely my girl crush.
She's cute.
She is pretty
Finally,
cute.
If you could put 5 things into a trunk for the zombie apocalypse, what 5 things would you pick?
Okay. Definitely, I mean, can my whole backpack of survival gear be one thing?
No.
Okay.
Nice try, Sherlock.
My bug out bag? Okay, so I take a machete, a tent, at least one box. What about a box of MREs? Does that count as one item?
One box. I'll let you have one box.
One box of MREs.
Oh, negotiator.
I got 2 left. A radio and a flashlight.
Man, no batteries.
A crank flashlight.
All right, you have survived the rapid fire response round.
I hope I survived.
And I don't know about the apocalypse.
I might be screwed on that one.
But
what's funny is we talked about that. When I interviewed you for another podcast about the MR, you were talking about like the hammock. Like you were trying, he was trying out like a survival hammock.
I was trying out survival stuff and making videos of it. It was pretty fun. I stopped making those videos. I made like 2 MRE videos, but I'll say I don't want to eat any MREs again because they're pretty
Gross.
What's really funny is, like, when we turned off our cable and had the antenna TV, after Trump was elected last year, there started being a lot of, you can buy, like, enough to feed your family for 80 meals.
Yeah.
On television. I was like, oh my gosh, this is, like,
totally
real.
Playing into it.
And it was, but it was, it was, like, happy family in a big house with all, like, very preppy family with, like, this trash can of MREs. I mean,
sometimes you need a trash can of MREs. just in case.
It's a party.
That's my new punk band name, Trash Can of MREs.
Just don't eat them because they're made to, like, stay in your system as, like, solids. And, like, it's not fun. Trust me. Like
a slow release type of.
Yeah, yeah. They want it to stay full. A solar to stay full. So, like, yeah. It's not good to eat unless you're, like, seriously, like, trying to survive.
Good to know.
Yes.
Good to know.
Well, that's it for our podcast. Thanks so much for talking about MREs.
So now that I've interrupted Matt 5 minutes ago when we started this, so now you can go back to your line of questions where you were asking him stuff.
Are you sure?
I promise I will stay out of for at least 20 seconds.
Oh,
go.
Boy. What I like about you, Jonathan, is you always have these different... Stop counting, Carol. God damn. You always just try things that really interest you, which I think is awesome. Like, you're an assistant brewmaster. And
yeah.
I mean, you just go for it, which I think is really, really kind of awesome. And but now you're doing an audio kind of mystery play. I listened to the first two episodes today, so it's
we call them audio dramas in the industry. No,
that was air quotes.
I mean, basically, you know, it's like going back to the old style of like classic radio dramas, you know, The Shadow and stuff like that, Theater of the Mind. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what I'm doing is a horror audio drama called Exposing McGrimmie's Manor, and it's inspired by true events, but it's also, like, inspired by, like, the NPR kind of investigative journalist style of, like, with real stuff, but making it fictionalized.
It really did.
Like Serial.
Exactly like that.
It did remind me of an episode of Serial we were listening to, just, like, the kind of tone of it. I think you really nailed that. Because after, like, the first 5 minutes, I was at work, and I was, like, all of a sudden I would stop typing, and I was just like, I was like, that was it. I was like sucked into the world. And then it was, it was like 20 minutes or something.
Yeah, about 20 minutes. Yeah.
And then I immediately play the second one. And the second one, like when you really enjoy something, it's just over way too soon. And
yeah.
Like, no, what's that? No.
Well, I'm glad you felt that way. You know, I write the whole thing by myself. And so I'm always trying to, like, get those, like, hooks at the end that's going to make you want to listen to the next episode. But it's like, what's cool about what we're doing is it's community based, you know, like a lot of, like, people who do audio dramas, they have a lot of money to make them. And, you know, it's like, like community theaters, you know, this is a new version of community theater where friends can come together. It's like, none of us are getting paid. I put a bunch of money into this, but it's really cool that I have an editor that's like, I'll give you my time. I want to help out for free. And I've got actors that are willing to donate time. I pay them in some beer and stuff, you know. But it's just really cool because, like, we've got this community of people willing to sacrifice their time to, it takes the two episodes we've done so far. It's taken, like, the first one was 8 hours. We were there till midnight recording. And the second one was 6 hours. So, like,
To get
20 minutes of audio. That's like redoing everything and, like, putting different inflections on things, and also I'm an actor in it, so sometimes it sucks to have to try to direct myself. So I listen to the direction of my other actors to help me out on that, and they have helped me. But it's a really interesting thing to try to do with not a lot of money, but have a lot of talent and friends that are trying to help you out, you know.
How many episodes do you have?
We have two episodes out right now, and I wish we had a third one out, but it's just, that's the thing, trying to get everybody into a room together for a podcast when everybody's got work, and I'm not paying them, so there's no incentive to get there, really. So it's all about planning, and it's been rough, but we're trying to do, like, two episodes a month till the end of the year.
That's a good
thing. And we want to do six episodes. And so we're trying to, like, have a solid season one, a solid story that you can follow, and then hopefully, if like by the time all of this is out, the end of the year, it's now a binge-worthy thing. Someone can go in there, but we're building up the audience now,
right?
Like sticking with it. But like by the time we can really go hard on advertising, so we got a full 6-episode thing that you can binge now. And cool. The perfect timing for this is like, I don't know if I'm sure you know this, but podcast season is huge after Christmas. Because everybody gets new phones and stuff and checking out their stuff. They download apps. They download podcasts. So I'm hoping if this works, we'll get some like people binge listening in the future.
Yeah, because I mean, it's the perfect kind of commute or at work. Sometimes I was doing kind of a mindless task today and I was like, I could actually listen and get engaged and stuff.
So I mean, that's what podcasts are for, like the drive into work or if you got time that you can actually listen to a podcast. And that's why they're so awesome. They're easily accessible to anybody. Yeah. I mean, if you got a cell phone, tablet, computer, you can get a podcast. I'm sure, you know, most of your listeners listen on their way to work and whatnot, or like at work. So it's a beautiful thing drunk. That you can, or drunk. Yes. Yeah.
we have a Lyft driver that drives around Charlotte listening to us. Hello. Yeah, we gave him bacon donuts. He's our friend.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What was really weird is like we may have been a little tipsy when we were telling him about the podcast, and thus my obsession with getting a dozen of donuts immediately.
Nice.
But we did share, and he actually brought his kids to Queen City Anime Con, and we were sitting at the table trying to promote the Geek Gala and Muggles Market for 2017, and he walked by. He's like, oh, I recognize your voice. I've been listening to the podcast ever since you came in. And I was like, oh my god,
that's awesome.
It was awesome.
That feeling of like having someone recognize you, like I've only had it one time happen. I was at Heroes Con. And like when I did this other thing called John Cast. Do YouTube videos and stuff, and we're trying to bring it back, bring like a podcast like this where we talk just about geek things.
Yeah.
But it's kind of been on hiatus for a little bit. But we were at with some of the other Johns that were, because there was three Johns, that's why we called ourselves John Cast. And but we were at Heroes Con, and seriously, someone came out and was like, "You're John Cast. I watched your videos. I saw your Heroes Con video from last year." And it was like, it's only happened one time, but it was a really good feeling. Yeah. Like, yes, we got one fan. So it's like, it's really cool when people recognize your work from like outside.
Yeah, well, especially like in a world like with iPhone and stuff like that, Apple doesn't let you see your stats.
Exactly.
So occasionally we'll be like, you know, and a couple times we have seen our stats other places and been like, we have listeners in Brazil. I don't understand.
It's insane.
Welcome and bonjour and ciao. So
that's Italian and French.
Portuguese is what they speak.
I have such an analytics, like I love like looking at like analytics. I'm just like staring at it. Like I'll just take the day. What happened today? Did people like? But it's cool. Like almost every day, I'm getting, you know, it's 8 listens, but still it's 8 listens. One was in like, you know, we had someone in Israel listening. We had someone like. All over the place. It's really cool to know that someone out there is listening to this. That I didn't tell them drunkenly at a party to go listen to. You know?
Yeah. No. When I I first started doing internet radio, I went under a different handle, and I used to do. We used to do gaming podcasts, so we would actually do game radio. So you could turn off your game sounds and listen to us instead.
Nice.
And we would do it for things like The Sims and stuff like that, which, like, how many times can you hear your characters make those same noises over and over again?
Yeah.
But we would actually have contests, and we would actually have Sims that would show up at some of the online houses and give out simoleons and stuff like that. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, and some of the people that would listen to us were also in the military. So, like, they would go abroad, and that would be how they would keep in touch with America, is they would listen to these internet radio stations.
That's awesome.
And so every once in a while you'd get like emails, or we would do, instead of call-ins, we'd have, I would be in AOL, Instant Messenger, Yahoo, Instant Messenger, like all the instant messengers would be up on my screen, and you'd get them from Japan and different things like that where people were stationed. They're like, you have to stop making me laugh. My bunkmate's going to hit me if I laugh out loud one more time.
That's awesome.
But yeah, but they just like, they'd listen because they, you know, so it's always cool. It's amazing when you think, oh, nobody's listening. And then, you know, you know people are, but a part of you, we're here. We don't feel it.
So. That's the biggest difference between, like, I mean, you get like reviews on podcasts, but like the connection or like a YouTube video, you're getting comments, you're getting interaction, and there's other social things. But with podcasts, it's kind of like, you hope they're gonna leave a review, but sometimes they just leave a star rating and like. But it's like it's hard to like kind of connect unless you're like using Facebook. And I know you guys use Facebook a lot to communicate with your audience, and I do too. I run the Geek Trail, which is my personal little Union County version of Charlotte Geeks in a way. Like we're trying to like because Union County, where I'm from, Indian Trail specifically. There's nothing out there for us. Like, we come into y'all's events, the Charlotte events, because no one cares about us Union County kids. Oh. But, like, we're trying to change that out there and trying to give a little home for the Union County geeks.
Well, I mean, that's how the Charlotte Geeks started, and I know we talked about this a little bit off air, but, you know, that's exactly what happened, was that I went to Dragon Con one time, then I moved up here to Charlotte. And I was like, I know that there's geeky people here, but I don't know where they are. And I went to my second Dragon Con, and then I came back, and I'm like, I can't wait a year.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm sorry. And I didn't know about Con Carolinas. I didn't know about any of these things. And so I was just, you know, I was actually the ages of LiveJournal, and I just started the group and was kind of like, hey, if anybody wants to get together and talk about Dragon Con and planning for next year and costumes and stuff like that, let me know. And there was... I've told this story a million times, but there was 9 of us in the back of the Caribou on Park Road. And then we went to Sticky Fingers next over at Ballantyne. There was like 16 or 20 people that showed up. And then it was just like, then all of a sudden there was 100 of us on Meetup. And, you know, by the time our first year was done, it was 300 of us. And we had the gala the first year, and there was 90 people that showed up total. And it was like, hey, we actually have something here. And then it was always amazing. That was the cool thing about doing the gala, is because every year when I'd go to update my pitch for asking for donations for the charity part, I'd have to update the number. It's like, well, now we have 1,000 registered members. Now we have 2,000 registered members. And it's, you know, it's just been amazing. So, but yeah, it takes a while to kind of get it.
That's the coolest thing about like what's happening in not just Charlotte, but the whole country, is that like, I mean, there was a time where geeks weren't celebrated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's my high school years.
Yeah, we're in the golden age.
Yeah.
And eventually that will go away. So we have to enjoy it while we can. I think sometimes we have a, you know, so many geeky things going on.
Overstimulus.
Yeah. And we're overcritical of stuff that if we had had these things 10 years ago, we would have been so enthusiastic, but because they're just 1 of 100, we're a little more like
It definitely is overloaded or overbearing sometimes, because it's like, I mean, I'm a huge TV and movie, that's my geek thing. I go after certain TV and movie show, or, you know, movies, and there's so much out there now. It's just like insane. Like every couple of months, it's like another huge blockbuster movie. And it's like, if you miss like one, if you miss like Thor, you're missing, you can't miss Thor. You know, you got to watch Thor to catch up to like the whole story. Yeah, exactly. But I mean, so yeah, it can be like just a lot to take in, especially with TV. Like there's so many good shows on every single network, and it's just like, sometimes like I got friends like, you got to watch this show. And I'm sometimes like, no, you got to watch Mr. Robot. I have nobody to talk to about with this show. And so, I do worry as like it continues to grow, will it make the tiny creators like us suffer? You know what I mean? Like as everybody gets just so inundated, will we suffer? Will our YouTube stuff suffer? Will our podcast suffer? Because the geeks are not like... geek things aren't in the golden age anymore, so it's like something we have to worry about as the years go on. But I don't see it fading. I think it's just we're getting into niches.
I think that we have to not be complacent about it.
Yeah.
It's just like politics or anything else. Just because we have so much of it doesn't mean that it can't go away. Mm-hmm. So if you don't support what you love, if you don't go out there and talk about it, if you don't let other people know about it, if you don't help get the word out and support those things you love, whether it be a Patreon subscription or, you know, showing up for an event or, you know, sharing a podcast or sharing a link or something like that, then eventually there's not going to be anything to share because there's not going to be stuff out there. So I think that there's ways to keep it up, but I do sometimes worry that we're going to end up like that Doctor Who episode in season one where we're just, we don't know how to imbibe everything. Child? No. The thing where they plug the port in and just directly input all this information and became...
Oh, yeah.
I think we're probably on the road to that.
I do too.
The singularity.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll get there. All right.
So if they want to find your podcast, where do they go?
Okay, we're on. We're pretty much on anything that. Because I know iTunes, like a lot of these other companies, aggregate everything that's on iTunes. So if it does that, we're on there. But mainly, we're on iTunes, Google Play Music. I think that's where the podcasts are. Yeah, Google Play Music, Stitcher. I think we're on TuneIn. Basically, any major platform where a podcast can be, we're most likely on.
And do you have a Facebook page or a website?
We do. We have a Facebook page. That's kind of what we use as our website. So if you type in Exposing McGrimey's Manor on the search bar, you will find it. I'll spell it for you. McGrimey is McGrimey, apostrophe S. Exposing McGrimey's Manor.
And I just subscribed.
Yes.
And it's a very...
Find Carol and then follow what she follows.
Yes.
Carol the cat. And well, she is an actual person.
Yeah, I am an actual person.
She is not a service animal, as I had to explain to the people over at the room. Awesome. They were like...
We can't have any kind of animals. It's not a cat.
So sure we're not bringing a cat. We can have service animals. No, Carol the cat is a person. Yeah. Come see the room tomorrow.
I would love a service cat.
It would
just ignore you.
The cat would be like, you'd just die. Don't fucking care.
Give me my medicine. Fuck you.
I'm not turning on the light. What?
I know this is all about Jonathan, but there was actually a YouTube video today about how they taught a dog to drive in 8 weeks.
That's awesome.
I'm just saying. And it was to prove a point about animal welfare, about how smart animals are. But yeah,
so you could teach a cat to drive, and then he would immediately get Lyft on the app, the Lyft app on the phone. I'm not driving myself.
Toons is the driving cat. Steve Martin. It was fantastic.
Check out John Cash. Yeah. You can go see some older videos and stuff. Oh, yeah. And then when it comes back from hiatus, you'll be all subscribed. Check out McGrimey's.
Exposing McGrimey's Manor.
I know.
It's a tongue twister.
Exposing McGrimey's Manor. And then surely see you around the Geek Trail.
Yes, the Geek Trail. Make sure you go on the Charlotte Geeks too, and then get on the Geek Trail. That's our union, especially if you're in Union County. We're doing events all the time at, especially at Sweet Union Brewery. We got some game events coming. And in January 20th, we also have a geek event specifically at the brewery where we encourage cosplay and we'll have vendors and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and fan tables.
Exactly.
The Charlotte Geeks.
Charlotte Geeks and also the Charlotte Anime.
Queen City Anime.
Yes, Queen City.
Okay.
Yeah, but most importantly, the Charlotte Geeks.
Most importantly, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just want to point out most importantly.
Most importantly.
Yes, we give you cred.
Yes.
All right, well, John, will you hang around with us for episode 186?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Peace out.
Later.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Kilstofta. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.